Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
In my San Francisco neighborhood, dots of color jump out of the winter landscape. Red berries on pyracantha branches, a few tarnished golden leaves here and there, and from one house, flags, American and Italian, I think. When my new flatmate arrived from Nevada, his Subaru flew a little American flag and was plastered with Obama stickers. This idealistic young man had dropped out of art school to work for the Obama campaign. He rented a room in my flat when he returned to San Francisco to regroup. After settling in, he noticed a flag holder on the front porch and asked if he could put up an American flag. I was startled, didn't even know it was there. All my adult life, the American flag had been a symbol to me of aggression I couldn't believe in. My generation burned flags to protest the Vietnam War. I thought that was fine, until I realized it hurt my father, a quiet World War II vet who never talked about war. I tried to get comfortable with the idea of a flag attached to my house. Yes, I can, I decided. I feel different now. Sure, I said, as long as there's a picture of Obama next to it in the window. The next day, a big American flag waved gently over the sidewalk, high up, catching the last of the sun dipping below Twin Peaks. Images of Obama, one grinning, the other serious, were framed in the big bay windows, flanking the proud flag. Hope, the poster said, and change. A celebration was in progress, an installation of joy. I wish my dad were alive to see it. I wish I could share with him that feeling about my country and its flag. The possibility of change, the audacity of hope. My dad knew it then. I know it now. With a perspective, I'm Beverly Hanley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.